This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are we going to talk about? Your health and your life. We're going to kick it off with Randall in White Plains, New York. Wrote in an email, says I'm 37. Oh, Randell. Actually, 37 and a mother of four kids. They range from age 7 to 15. They're all active in school. I always stay away from the sugary drinks and, of course, the energy drinks as well. What can I give them that will help them have their energy in the heat of the summer? That's pretty simple. Just keep them hydrated. Forget the energy drinks. Definitely stay away from the sugary drinks. Only because, obviously, that's not going to do much for them. It's going to raise blood sugar and cause all kinds of issues, like leading toward diabetes, low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, and, of course, excess weight gain is the big issue with it as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of plenty of water. Now, if kids don't like, if your kids are just get like worn out with water and they're like, Mom, you're killing us over here. If they're saying things like that, then you might want to think about doing some things, adding lemon or fruit to water, orange, not orange juice, but just lightly, you know, orange slices, that sort of thing. Putting lemon water together with stevia is really good. It tastes like lemonade. Very, very good. And, of course, it's healthy. And you can just figure out different ways to get the fluids in there. But a lot of times kids, for the most part, don't have a whole lot going on from a health perspective. And usually if they're getting tired quite a bit, if it's not dehydration in the summertime, you might want to take them to their pediatrician and have them checked out. But for the most part, staying away from the caffeine and the sugar is best, and getting some form, if you want to flavor the water a little bit with something natural, it's fine. But plenty of water, especially for kids who are out and they're active, like you're saying, quite often, that's going to be a good way to go. 888-283-7272, lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online and send me an email just like that. We'd be glad to take it and make it part of the show. Or if you want us to answer it in private, we will be glad to do that as well. Let's go to Terry now. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can I help?
I'm calling on behalf of my son. I have an 18-year-old son who is now healing. But he was diagnosed with epilepsy at 12. He was treated properly until about 14, and he has frontal lobe epilepsy, so they took him in for another test, and they said that he did not have any neurological problems. So he then went essentially misdiagnosed for almost 3 years, which meant that the epilepsy continued and was pretty chronic. And it had a big impact on his ability to perform in school and to think and just to live a good life. But he's healing now. I got him to the Mayo Clinic, and he's doing better and better every day.
That's great.
Yeah. We're doing everything we can, but I wanted to know, is there anything with his diet, or he's getting a lot of exercise, sleep. Is there anything that we can do to help him continue this healing?
One big thing with epilepsy, and of course there's a lot of unknowns, and the doctors there's research, but then there's just the unknown factors. And from what I have seen, and of course research studied and all that kind of stuff, when it comes to any type of brain chemistry issue at all, if you're dealing with that at any level, you always want to think about from a dietary perspective. I mean, there's certain foods you can include. Like, for example, all the protein-rich foods are extremely important. They're full of choline, which raises acetylcholine in the brain, which is our number one brain chemical. And, of course, when you keep those levels high, then brain chemistry function can stay high, and it can help a host of issues, okay? Well, that comes from all our protein-rich foods, like chicken, fish, red meat, or you know, organic, grass-fed, hormone-free, of course, on all of that. But you know, fish is just a good choice. You always want to keep those high. Now, your starchy carbohydrates and your refined carbohydrates, you want to minimize those. And the refined carbohydrates, really, you want to eliminate them all together if you can. Cutting out gluten for sure. That is one of the big ones. It can be a strong trigger. Was he ever doing, at 18, was he ever doing sweeteners at all? Or was he pretty much, what was his diet like when all this happened?
Well, he never even had a soda till he was about four. So,
so the early days, he really had a good system going with him, right?
Yeah, you know, tried to fruits, vegetables, you know, fish, chicken, red meat,
okay.
And he, you know, he didn't really drink soda. I don't. And but gluten's interesting. That could potentially, and I've read about that as being a potential problem.
It's a pretty big issue. It really is, more than you would think. And a lot of people get hung up on the celiac part. Well, my kid's not celiac, doesn't have celiac disease, so I guess it's okay. But it's more than that. It really is. You can be sensitive to it and not even really know it, and then start having some weird symptoms in other areas. And a lot of times when you remove it, you'll notice a big difference in the way the body reacts and the way it feels. Omega-3 fats are really important, too. But the gluten, a big piece of that is it's not no bread, no pasta for the rest of your life. What you want to do is if you're going to see if that's a trigger or if it's something you want to eliminate, you would usually want to eliminate something like that for about 8 weeks. And then after 8 weeks, gluten is pretty much cleared out of the system. And then it's good to go, if you want to do the pastas or whatever, you can go to more of a gluten-free variety. Udi, U-D-I, is a really good brand. But there are a lot of great gluten-free products out there now. So when you get the craving for pasta or bread, you don't have to completely eliminate it from your life. You can have some. And then, of course, gluten itself is removed from it. So as far as it affecting the body as much, not as bad. Okay, so that might be a good way to go. Is he taking any supplements right now?
Not really. And he works out. He's doing martial arts very, you know, almost every other day. And, you know, so he gets a lot of exercise. But he's not taking any particular supplements. And the medicines that he's on.
Pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a vitamin B6. You might want to do some research and reading on that. It's a real good one for brain chemistry. Another one, believe it or not, and this really isn't a supplement, it's more of a food, but dark chocolate, 75% or greater, is actually very helpful. And that doesn't mean just eat a bunch of chocolate bars every day. But it is actually helpful. The cocoa in there and some properties that can help dopamine levels, and it's really, really helpful. Another one is phenylalanine, tyrosine, and taurine. Those are all amino acids. And literally, you can just run them by the doctor. They'll probably understand where that's coming from, but do some reading on that. Just go online, look at seizures, look at some of those amino acids, and see how when things get depleted, how it can affect the brain and the body. So just a couple things to think about. Don't forget the omega-3 fats. Those are vital for any type of general health, especially when you're dealing with the brain.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Well, the heat is on in the news. There's also all kinds of business going on about the heat that's coming in summertime. So they're saying that weather now is triggering migraine headaches, especially the mild ones, a new study. And with the heat coming in and the temperature changes, researchers have found as they tested this that the temperature change could be a culprit about a fifth of the time. Our study provides evidence. They said that there's a link between perception of temperature sensitivity and the actual temperature itself. So it's interesting how the mind plays a role in this. Dr. Xu Jin Wang at the hospital in Taiwan said in a recent news release, he said, weather more commonly triggered mild headaches than moderate to severe migraines, the study shows. However, when people perceived that the weather was a certain way, the migraines were still strong. About 36 million Americans have migraine headaches, and 6 million of them experience them as debilitating headaches at least 15 days per month. So if you've ever been around someone, or even you, if you have headaches on a regular basis, migraines, it's just completely debilitating. Many of the triggers, they say, that were a part of the study were the hormonal fluctuations that they looked at, food sensitivities, stress, bright lights, sun glare, and loud sounds. Unusual smells can be a big trigger. Also, changes in wake and sleep patterns, physical exertion, and certain medications. So, several things going on that can be really helpful for migraines. Now, here are all the triggers. What can you do for them? Well, from a natural perspective, there's a couple of things. One, if there are food sensitivities, obviously you want to remove certain foods for a period of time, at least 2 to 4 weeks. And you can really see as the body kind of gets rid of the food and any buildup of that in the system, it's kind of a basic way to say that, then as it kind of leaves the body, you'll notice. If not, you start adding the foods back in. It's called elimination. You can actually notice the triggers will happen again. So a couple of things on that. Another one is for migraines, if they hurt really, really bad over the right eye, you might want to get checked out and see if you don't have some form of an iron deficiency, or you know, you can have a deficiency or it can be an excess, either one. And simple blood tests can do that. They can check ferritin levels, which will show you the storage tank of the iron. And if it's on the left-hand side, and this happened to me the other day, you know, I obviously don't talk a lot about myself much here as far as what happens, but what's interesting is, of course, I teach this all the time, right? So you think, do I ever take my own advice, which is kind of funny. But really, this happened the other day. And I was taking some supplements, and I was there were some new supplements I was trying out, and it was actually from a different company, and working on those, and I was already taking, which I didn't realize, I just didn't think to look at it, but I was taking a supplement that has a natural form of zinc in it. It's like a whole food-based supplement, which is what our brand has. And I was taking one that already had zinc in it. So I was already getting plenty of that. Plus, I eat plenty of proteins and nuts and seeds, all of which have plenty of zinc. Well, this one supplement that I was taking for, I don't know, maybe a week, had excessive amounts of zinc in it. It was one of the key ingredients, and the milligrams were quite high. And I started getting this headache over my left eye. I mean, pounding. I never get headaches, ever. Pounding headache over my left eye. And I went to a friend of mine. Of course, you know, when it's happening to you, all your knowledge, for some reason, tends to go out the window. And I went to a buddy of mine who does a lot of natural-based medicine, and we were talking. I just said, I've got this headache over my left eye, and, you know, I know deficiencies and excess can cause it. And he goes, well, you teach about the left eye all the time. What is it? And I said, well, it's zinc. And so we did some looking, some research on that, and I looked in the supplements, and sure enough, so I came off everything, and within two to three days, it was completely gone. It was had a buildup of zinc in the body. And my body was letting me know that, you know, of course, there was an excess. Now, here's the deal. That's not in standard medical literature about that. That comes from more naturopathic-based research. A lot of it was done in Europe, and so it doesn't hold a lot of weight as far as medical studies go. So in traditional medicine, we really wouldn't look at that as anything substantial. But I can tell you that learning about that years ago, just from more of an alternative approach, it's amazing what some of the things they have found throughout the years that aren't technically in the medical literature, but yet still you can see really good results from it. So interesting to say the least. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to, is it Aden? Is that, am I saying that right? Aden?
All right. So hello? Doc, I've got two questions.
Talk
one
to me.
Is, first I'll start off, like 5 years ago I got electrocuted with some high tension power lines. I was in ICU for about 2 weeks. After that, several months later, I started getting massive heat cramps. Now I don't do tree work anymore and stuff. I work at Ready Guys.
Okay.
And
okay.
What do you call it? I'm in 60 degree weather and I'm getting heat cramps. And when I get a heat cramp, it's like it bends me over. It's in like near where my kidney is, but in my back more. It'll bend me over where I'm crying out to God. And the only way it relieves me is I can drink all the Gatorade I want and hardly anything. But if I drink probably a half a gallon of water in that period, it eventually stops and then, but I'm completely drained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you exhausted in the mornings when you wake up?
I am. Sometimes. But, like, I mean, as long as I get a cup of coffee in me or do my, I do, like, an eye exercise, which is I stretch my eyes. Like, I open them up as wide as possible. And then when I do that, usually I'm pretty wide awake. But,
if you're getting the cramping like that and drink all the water and then the cramping goes away but you feel exhausted, it sounds like you got some issues with adrenal fatigue, and that's pretty common. Your adrenal glands are little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, which is kind of interesting because that's where you feel like some of the cramping is. So I've got a couple of ideas, so we'll talk about that when we come out of this break. So hang tight. Be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors during a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. On a brief walking tour with some of the worst damage, Governor Kay Ivey expressed gratitude for the president's support.
He responded quite favorably and So FEMA has been right on top of things from day one.
They have.
We're grateful.
President Trump on the survivors.
One woman lost 10 people in her family. Incredible woman. And she, I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10. A couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson will resign at the end of May to take a job as president of the University of Texas at El Paso. Bill Shine, the former Fox News executive, resigned as White House communications director after being on that job for 8 months. He'll work on President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Find your open for 283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where you have feelings. And talking with Aiden. Aiden, we were talking just about how you get cramps in kind of your mid-back area, right around where your kidneys are. And we were talking about when you drink about a half gallon of water, it goes away, but you feel really, really tired, really exhausted. And I was talking about adrenal fatigue and the possibility of that. When you wake up in the morning, you say you are tired, but you drink coffee, you feel a lot better, and you're ready to go for the day. Now, do you eat healthy for the most part, or do you skip meals and just kind of eat when you can? Give me a little rundown about kind of your lifestyle overall.
I try to eat about 4 meals a day, and I try to eat as many vegetables as possible, organic. But just note that one of the reasons why I'm so exhausted after the cramp, because I'll have the cramp for half an hour to an hour. And I'm like exhausted because it feels like I'm in labor.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
And then when I wake up in the morning, I'm not exhausted. It's just I'll get tired if I get 10 to 11 hours of sleep. If I get a regular 8 hours of sleep, then I feel halfway decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you wake up in the morning, though, are you ready to go, or are you kind of groggy for the first couple hours?
Oh, no, I'm ready to go. Within the first 20 minutes, I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so in that, you know, probably could be a little dehydration. Usually, it's a lack of minerals. One is magnesium. And, you know, one way to avoid that, there's the three big ones, calcium, magnesium, and then also potassium.
Right.
And it's more than just eating bananas. I mean, really, you can use those minerals. A lot of time it's good to do that at night before you go to bed. You can do it in supplement form. Typically, that's helpful for a lot of people. You can get kind of a multi-mineral type supplement. They have the health food stores, and that can be helpful. Your meals, though, that you eat during the day, and you're eating plenty of vegetables, which is great, but you might want to include celery juice if you're going to be working these long days kind of outside or at all and doing just a lot of hard work. I mean, celery juice is the best natural form of sodium that we have, and it can help tremendously in replacing electrolytes way more than, I mean, Gatorade wouldn't even touch what the celery juice can do. And it's pretty concentrated, so it's kind of like drinking a V8 juice, if you will. It's that thick. And, of course, they use celery juice in the V8s. But, yeah, it really can help quite a bit. Sodium, when it gets low in the body, can be a big challenge and can cause some of those symptoms. Now, have you been to a doctor yet at all and had any testing done recently, like, say, in the last month?
No, but about a year ago, I got blood work done. He said everything was good. And, I mean, he checked all the spectrum.
Yeah, but that was a year ago, right?
Right. But, I mean, I've had these cramps for, like, the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I realize that. It's just, still, I would go get some more blood work done. Here's why. Because in 3 months, 3 to 4 months, blood work that you get done is invalid. Because the blood cells change every 90 to 120 days. So it would be good just to see that. But the cramping themselves, you know, typically, even though you're eating fruits and vegetables and all that, high dose amounts of the magnesium, the potassium, and also the calcium. Well, but here's the thing. Calcium is what we've always taught. But if your vitamin D is low, it's not going to be worth anything. Take calcium all day long. You can take coral. I mean, really, you could drink raw cow's milk even. But if your vitamin D levels are low, it's not going to mean a hill of beans. But do you have bowel movements that are pretty good on a regular basis as far as like every day, twice a day, every other day? How does it work for you?
If I like today, what do you call it? I had two. And if I eat a lot of mint, I'll have three or four.
Good. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would look into the minerals on a regular basis, not just hit and miss. And not just taking them when the cramping happens, but on a regular basis, just because, you know, at the end of the day, when you have these kind of cramps, I mean, keeping the fluids intake is going to be important, but you also got to keep your minerals up. And for some reason, if your body just kind of blows through them, uses them for whatever reason, and that's possible, and that could be some of the reasons why that you're kind of dealing with that a little bit. Sodium can be a big culprit, too. That's why the celery juice can be so helpful in a situation like yours. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Randy now. Hi, Randy.
Last Monday, I had to take a DOT physical and a pre-employment drug screening. And in the drug screen, the nurse practitioner said that she detected some blood in my urine. That's something I need to be worried about. I haven't followed up with my family doctor yet about it.
Well, it can be a couple things. A lot of could-bes. So the nurse practitioner didn't really say anything. She just said, go see your family doctor.
Yeah, she basically just said they detected some blood in the urine and said that it might be cause of stress or, you know, she didn't get into a whole lot of detail.
she passed that one off. Well,
yeah.
Here's the deal. First and foremost, it could be everything from I mean, I'm just telling you what a physician's going to think. It could be everything from a bladder infection to a potential kidney stone to, I mean, bladder cancer. They're going to think all of those. But I'm not saying that to freak you out. Usually it's usually nothing. Okay, is there any pain with it?
Yeah.
There is. Okay. Did it come out of nowhere?
What was the question?
Is there pain when you urinate?
No, there's no pain.
Okay. And did it come out of nowhere?
Yeah, because my doctor gave me a physical about 3 months ago and gave me a complete clean bill of health. He did blood work, did urine work, and, you know, he didn't detect nothing about 3 months ago.
What do you do for a living or work?
I drive a truck.
Yeah. Drink plenty of fluids?
Yeah, I drink probably more sodas than I do water, but, you know, I drink my share of fluids during the day because I am out to eat.
How many sodas do you drink a day?
Two, maybe three.
Yeah.
Three being about max.
Yeah, the phosphorus and phosphoric acid that are in those sometimes can be a little bit challenging, and, of course, the adage is it can lead possibly to some kidney stones and whatnot. It's tough to say. I mean, that's something your doctor definitely is going to have to get with you on. I'm just letting you know, a lot of times infection's the first thing, kidney stones second. It's got to be a pretty bad case for it to be big C word. So I don't know that I'd worry too much about that, but it's probably something simple. A lot of times, you know, if you do a lot of physical labor, guys that exercise a lot, do heavy weights, heavy weight lifters and whatnot, can have blood in the urine. That, you know, literally just from breaking down of tissue, strain on the kidneys and all that. So there can be a whole host of things. I would get it checked out. It's probably did she tell you, was it like on the urinalysis, was it like a 2 plus, 1 plus? Did she mention numbers like that?
No, she didn't say.
Yeah.
She took one of them little strips and put in it. That's the way she detected this.
She just said, okay. Yeah, just go see him. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just let them run their test and come up with it. You know, a lot of times it's an infection of some kind, and you won't even know it. Like low grade infection, and you wouldn't even know anything was there. They just found it in the UA. So have them take a look at it. It should be pretty easy to get rid of, if it's even anything. Okay. I mean, well, sometimes you can do a test and have some blood in the urine, and then 2 days later test it and it's gone. So, again, it could be, you know, getting it tested again would be a smart thing to do. Most doctors, when they see it, if there's no major symptoms, they'll wait and they'll test it again there shortly. Sometimes they'll maybe wait a week or something and see if there's still blood, you know, there. And if there is, well, then they can kind of go some different directions with it. But I would get it checked out again just to kind of see what's there. But don't stress. Wouldn't worry too much about it. Just stay on top of it and make sure they're treating it, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. People that live alone, of course, you probably ever heard this, but they said those who are married or have companions tend to live longer. Well, loneliness, they're saying now, two new studies actually, saying that living alone or being lonely can raise a person's risk of dying from heart disease or just about any cause. In one study, people with heart disease who lived alone were more likely to die than their counterparts who did not. A second report showed that people aged 60 or older were at an increased risk of functional decline and or death if they felt left out, isolated, or reported a lack of companionship. Both studies were released online June 18th in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Living alone may be a risk factor for a bad outcome, said study author Dr. Deepak Bhatt, who's the director of the Integrated Cardiovascular Intervention Program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He said the study only looked at what an increased risk of death during the study's six-year follow-up period, and what's more, loneliness was also associated with functional decline. Taken together, the studies show that social isolation is associated with cardiovascular mortality in people with heart disease. So if you live alone, realize this, that the statistics work against you as far as long life, being disease-free, and really be able to kind of rival those within like a happy relationship at some level who have companionship. It is important. And if you're in a relationship, you know, it's toxic, be careful of that too, because that can also create a decline in your health. So it's about being in healthy relationships. I think that needs to be more of a clarified statement, that really where you bring out the best of both in someone. And that could be a good friendship too, but the relationships do matter.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net. for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care, kind of the stuff we teach here on the show, can kind of coach you along the way. A new survey shows that women in their 50s binge, purge, and diet nearly as often as adolescents. What in the world is going on? And we think men have midlife crises. Eating disorders don't just strike teens, they say. The women, strikingly, are as bad as the adolescents in the age 50 group. They did a study at the University of North Carolina on eating disorders. And they said about 3.5% of women older than 50 reported binge eating within the last month. A percentage that is spot on for the youngster population. 62% of nearly 1,900 women who participated in an internet-based survey study said their weight or shape negatively impacted their life, and they said it's really sad in the study. Experts who were not involved in the research said the study is valuable because it supports earlier work suggesting that eating disorders are a problem across lifespan. Very little work has been conducted, they said, to understand eating pathology in older women who may have unique needs in relation to developing and maintaining a healthy body image and healthy approach to weight regulation. So eating disorders studied at Florida State University, go Noles, by the way, says in an email to the AP, the study was published in the International Journal of Eating Disorders. Sad, but I think that it's not going to get any better with the way everything is laid out in the media and with the way women are viewed in our culture, and take me on a big rant that way, but I think it's putting in our younger generation that you have to look a certain way, be a certain way. It's so media driven. And with the older women, I think that not 50 is old, but it's, you get into a range where you feel like your beauty that you had in your 20s has left you, and you put so much value in that possibly that you don't think you have anything to offer. When, you know, women are beautiful on the inside, and that's what makes a woman. You know, and that's just a little tip for you ladies, just a little FYI from guys. It's what comes out of you that makes a woman beautiful, not just your hair and how thin you are and, you know, all that sort of thing. It's what comes out of you. So if you want to work on something, work on your character and work on who you are. That is something that time can never take away from you, and that's, you know, wrinkles will never take that out of you. Botox or not to Botox, that won't have anything to do with it. And I think we get too many times we get hung up on that, and it will literally strip you of who you are, make you depressed, and make you feeling less than, when definitely should not be feeling that way. Now, again, that's just my opinion. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Jonathan now. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I actually suffer from restless leg syndrome and caught on about 6-7 years ago. And just about the last 2 years, it actually spread to my arms and hands, which I read before could actually happen. And it comes on about 3 times a week, and it gets to the point that I can barely even move my my legs. So I can barely get out of bed. I can barely get to walk. And if I walk for an extended period of time, I have to sit down because my legs are just throbbing. So I was wondering if you could help me out on that.
Yeah, have you been to your doctor? Talk to them about it? Have they given you any medicine or have you gone that route?
I have one time, and my doctor did say that an iron deficiency, and I have read that before, could be the problem.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but, very possible. Did he need any blood testing to see if that was, I mean, even a possibility?
No, because at the time, it wasn't as bad as it is now. It's just, you know, it seems like it gets worse, and there's certain things that actually triggers it. That's interesting. Like I'll eat sugar, and it comes on, then I won't eat sugar, like soft drinks. And it goes on and off, and I'll exercise, and I won't exercise. But it, even sometimes I'll cut out sugar, and I'll exercise, and I'll eat healthy, and it will still come on. So I am trying to just think of possible ways of to help my legs, because it has spread to my arms and hands about the last year and a half, 2 years. So anything really I've come across or I've heard from people that suffer, because I also have a relative that goes through it, except his comes on mostly at night when he sleeps.
Yeah, it's pretty common. What is your age?
My age?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. Do you do a lot of physical activity? Are you an athlete? Play a lot of sports? Are you active?
Yes, I work out, and I do extreme cardio.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Extreme cardio like what?
Well, I do the same MMA cardio that the MMA trainers fight to, and then I work with the various people at my local gym that help me do extreme weightlifting.
Okay. How do you eat before and after your workouts? Give me 30 minutes before a workout and after, what do you do?
Well, 30 minutes, I try, it depends. I try not to eat because if I do eat, then I can get upset stomach. But I definitely take a pre-workout. I take a pre-workout, whether that be a capsule or an actual liquid form of it. And I usually because I heard like various forms of how to work out before, like run a little bit or not run a little bit. And as far as like just getting my body ready, I just kind of do some jogging, some simple cardio stuff.
Yeah, but what do you eat? What do you eat? You don't eat anything 30 minutes before a workout or 45 minutes? Nothing.
Not. I try not to.
There's a in weight training and recovery. I know you're still, I mean, 18's young, man. Your body is really strong right now, and that's a good thing, but it's called bracketing. Usually about 30 to 40 grams of a liquid protein with about a banana would be of enough carbohydrates. About 30 minutes before a workout, and then do it within 30 minutes after your workout. Okay, both of those. Critical for the recovery process, okay? One thing to know.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.